This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, on the air every week. And for the most part, I guess I would have to say it's weekends. On a lot of great radio stations all around the country. People call it the heartland. There are stations on the East Coast and the West Coast, here, there, and everywhere, who want to know more about agriculture. That's the name, the American Family Farmer. What we focus on here in this program is trying to find solutions for the problems that the family farmers have in our country, the hobby farmers, the people that run ag businesses that are small family operations, and the folks who are in the locavore movement. It is a rapidly expanding group, people who are interested in the food supply, where it comes from, how do we get ourselves into the pickle, if you'll pardon the pun that we are in, with regard to the food and food supply. So each week we take apart an issue or two and try to explain what the issue may be, and then where do we go from there. So we've invited Nicolette Hahn-Nyman, who is a rancher, an attorney, and a writer. Much of her time is spent speaking and writing about the problems of industrialized livestock production, including defending beef and righteous pork chop. I chuckle at that, Nicolette, and I bet that a lot of people chuckle at that. Righteous, yes. Pork chop. Let's bring ourselves to that before we do defending beef. Right the wrong with the righteous pork chop, will you?
Yes, well, I wrote, Righteous Pork Chop was my first book, and I wrote that after having spent a couple of years working as the senior attorney for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. at an environmental group called Waterkeeper Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
And Bobby Kennedy had been traveling all over the United States, as he does, and he was encountering people everywhere talking about their community water supply being affected by large confinement animal agriculture, whether it was dairies or pig operations or chicken operations or egg operations. And he felt that no one was really doing anything to address this. The government wasn't really treating it as a Clean Water Act problem, even though the Clean Water Act does apply to it. And, you know, agriculture itself was just generally moving in this more industrialized direction. So, and nonprofit organizations really were not working on it very much at that time. And so he asked me to make that my full-time work. I was kind of reluctant because I knew that meant working full-time on manure, and that didn't sound very glamorous to me. But once I began learning about the issues and seeing the communities that were directly affected by these large agribusiness corporations, then I got very motivated. In fact, a lot of the people I was working with were family farmers who had been on their land, you know, their families had been there for generations, and all of a sudden these large, you know, pork confinement hog operations or dairy confinement operations came in and moved nearby and made their lives, you know, almost unlivable because they had these enormous problems with odor and their water supplies were contaminated and so forth. So I did this work and learned about, you know, the industrialization process that had happened in the second half of the 20th century. And I also began working with smaller farmers that were doing things in a more traditional way and how that is actually beneficial for the food supply and for the animals and for the environment. And so what I did in the first book, Righteous Pork Chop, was I really just described how the food supply had changed in you know, over the last century, and especially the way we raise animals, how it had become much more based on confinement and chemicals and fossil fuels, and how we really had a choice, and that was not the way that we needed to go. And I made the case for a more traditional way of raising animals in the book Righteous Workshop.
So, well, you have a background as a rancher. Are you a farm girl, as they say? Are you someone who was brought up on the farm?
I was not raised on a farm. I'm from Kalamazoo, Michigan, and, you know, there's a huge amount of excellent farmland in Michigan, and including near Kalamazoo. And so I had been on a lot of farms growing up there. But my parents were both professors at the university there, and I was not raised on a farm at all. But I spent a lot of time outdoors and playing outside, and I was just very interested in nature, and majored in biology in college. And I always loved the idea of being on a farm and enjoyed the experiences of being on a farm, because to me, those were the people who were really working, you know, with nature and being outside for much of the day. And I had this dream that I would retire to a farm someday. But I ended up entering farm life earlier than I planned, because through my work at Waterkeeper Alliance with Bobby Kennedy, I met Bill Nyman, who's the founder of the Nyman Ranch Network of Farmers and Ranchers, and ended up marrying him, and then therefore became, through marriage, you know, the kind of the old-fashioned way, I guess.
You know, it's very interesting. That name rang a bell with me because I've heard of your husband's work. As a matter of fact, I'm going to leave it to you to make sure that he gets on this program, because we need to talk to him about some things that are an important part of our whole agricultural culture, if you'll pardon the sort of pun there. The defending beef, let's now we've moved a little from the pork chop to the beef.
Well, what happened is, you know, because of my background is really as a biologist and as an environmental lawyer, and I practiced law for about 10 years. The last 3 years of it, I was working entirely for environmental groups. And so I had this, you know, very strong background in environmental work and strong interest in it. And then when I began working and living on a ranch myself, I realized how important and how valuable grazing animals in particular are to the ecology of, you know, the world and to of any community, and what an important part of the food supply, the food that they produce is. And so I got more and more frustrated when I would continually encounter, you know, just negative statements about cattle over and over again in, you know, in, especially in environmental groups, you know, publications.
I want to interrupt for just a second.
People, you know, eat less beef and stuff. And there's a legitimate reason for that on the one hand, but it's a really oversimplified view of cattle. So what I did in defending beef was I made the case that 40% of the earth is covered by grasslands, and the grazing animals that are domesticated by humans that are grazing those lands now are a really important part of the ecology of the earth, because they are actually maintaining those grasslands. And when they're in diversified farming operations, they're contributing a really important role to the way that those operations function. And when they're on grasslands, they're acting as kind of the surrogate for the wild animals that are no longer covering the earth that used to be. And that's what defending beef is all about. So I'm trying to present a different perspective than I think most people are used to hearing about beef and dairy cattle.
All right. Nicolette Hahn Nyman is with us. We're talking about the sources of beef and other meats that we have in our country. What's good, what's bad, what's right, what's wrong. We continue on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation varies.
This week at Kohl's, it's time to get moving with 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. That's 25% off Nike hoodies, tees, leggings, bags, and more. When you shop Nike at Kohl's, Yes to You Rewards members earn points to spend later on just about anything. Earn 1 point for every dollar spent. Get a $5 reward for every 100 points. Get moving to Kohl's for 25% off Nike. This week only. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 12/25 through 12/31. See store or kohls.com for details.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, it's your pal Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old Cloudaroo here. I thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Continuing on now, our conversation on the American Family Farmer, aimed at helping you understand some of the issues in modern farming, family farming in America. Nicolette Hahn Nyman is with us. She's written two books, one called Defending Beef, the other Righteous Pork Chop. Defending Beef argues that cattle are not inherently bad for either the earth or our nutritional health. One of the things that I get off on, this is a rant and rave with me, Nicolette. You and I don't know each other, but I will tell you on my regular radio program, I talk about this all the time because the people that are out there saying, oh, not only water, but methane gas is ruining the everything about the our atmosphere. Cows, kill them all. They're spoiling everything. So if you really know, and you're not talking like a person with a paper butt about what goes on with a cow, and speaking of that, their butts, the stuff that comes out of their butts is so good for the soil, not only the manure value, but the microbes that come out get into the soil, enhance the value of what our soils are doing, so the photosynthetic process works so much more efficiently. You get more green, if you will, in every inch of land that's affected by these microbes. Thus, we are creating more oxygen, more breathable air. It's exactly the opposite of what some of these phonies would have us believe about the production of cattle.
Yeah, actually, that is exactly one of the main issues I address in the book, because people have gotten this whole issue really oversimplified lately, and there has been a huge amount of issue on the climate change and especially the methane focus. And what that's done is it's made the conversation kind of silly almost, because rather than looking at the whole picture of how grazing animals, what the role that they play in, you know, the world's ecology, mm-hmm. and in our food system, and looking at them as these amazing entities that sort of transform sunlight, as you were saying, Doug, the energy of sunlight, and take it from grass primarily and turn it into food.
It's amazing. It is just amazing. We'll continue with a focus on this process. Nicolette Hahn Nyman with us on the American Family Farmer.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Nicolette Hahn-Nyman with me, Doug Steffen, on the American Family Farmer. In this portion of the program, we are discussing her books, Defending Beef and The Righteous Pork Chop. More Defending Beef, because that's the newest book. Cattle are not bad. I'm not a meat eater, and I say that up front so that I don't sound like a hypocrite. I don't believe in eating meat. I have for a long time sworn off the cows are my friends. I don't eat my friends, and that's what sort of got me off the kick of eating beef. You decide for yourself whether it's good for you or it isn't good for you. It depends on where it comes from. One of the things that drives me crazy, Nicolette, is the this whole discussion about the Brazilian beef imports coming into our country. Instead of using beef grown here, we're going to try to get something coming from a country that's loaded with foot and mouth disease. And the fact that we have no inspection. I mean, this is a whole different area to go down, I suppose. And I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, the good news is most of the beef in the United States is domestic. Interestingly, we have huge amounts of imported lamb, for example, but the beef that we consume is about 84% born and raised entirely in the United States, which is kind of surprising to most people because we do hear a lot about the imports. But I agree there's plenty of beef that's raised here in the United States.
So the factory farms that we have, and there are more of them, not less of them. As a matter of fact, you may have seen the same article that I saw this week where a forecaster said in the next 40 to 50 years in America, we're going to see feedlots of not 5 to 10,000 animals, but 50 to 60,000. There are now examples that we're studying in China where there are farms that are milking 100,000 cows a day.
And yeah, there are farms, I've seen some of those videos.
Have you seen that?
I know it's scary because it really, the whole idea of the human taking care of the animal and the skill and the knowledge and the connection that you were just talking about, Doug, with the human and the animal, which I think is really the cornerstone of good animal husbandry. And that just disappears in that kind of an environment. It's not possible to have any kind of connection with your cattle that in those numbers.
No, it's a machine then. It's just a machine.
Absolutely.
That's all it is.
You're totally focused on production. And production, of course, needs to be, you know, part of the equation for
Of course it does.
That's true, but that should not be the key of the focus.
Well, I think under the circumstances, what we have here is, what is the old line, a failure to communicate. What's not being heard is what the locavores are saying to the people who are responsible. And at some point in time, this is all going to melt. As a matter of fact, one of the things that I hold is that the approach the government has now and their collusion with big business and big ag is ruining it for the people that are maybe argue 90% of our milk and beef and stuff comes still from family farms. And if we don't get out of the way of letting these people do what they are doing well, then in 40 to 50 years, never mind not being the breadbasket, we won't be able to supply our own country with enough food. And I think that's really the message to take away here. We've got to push the government out of the way and let the people who know what they're doing do what they do. Are there sometimes circumstances that exist that are bad and need to be corrected? Yep, but not in the onerous way that they're being attacked now. And I think that's part of what you're saying in the book, Defending Beef.
Yeah, I just think we need to basically retake our food supply.
Yep. We certainly do. All right, Nicolette, thank you for your expertise. Good to have you here. Nicolette Hahn-Nyman, you look for the book Defending Beef to find out more about the animals that do good for our environment and the land and not the other way around, as it is presented sometimes by those who are the enemies of you having your own supply of good, fresh food. Nicolette Hahn-Nyman with Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Next part of the American Family Farmer is devoted to a discussion of what has been called the Dorito effect. And it may or may not be what you think. And I guess you got to listen to figure this out. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting Mark Schatzker to join us, an award-winning writer from Toronto. He's a radio columnist for the CBC, frequent contributor to the Globe and Mail. He writes for Condé Nast Traveler, Bloomberg Pursuits, author of The Dorito Effect, The New Truth About Food and Flavor and Steak, One Man's Search for the World's Tastiest Piece of Beef. This is going to be a... I'm all done. The title takes care of everything, Mark, doesn't it?
Yeah.
In a way. So what is the Dorito effect? How is it that you use that as an attention getter for writing your thoughts?
Well, this is a book about food and what happened to food. And my argument is that everything that's gone wrong with food is not about sugar or carbs or fat. It's about flavor. We can literally taste it. And here's the problem. All the food we grow is getting blander and blander. It has been for 50 years. We know this because grandma often tells us tomatoes don't taste the way they used to, or chicken doesn't taste the way they used to. But we also know this because the science informs us that the food we grow is losing nutrients and it's losing flavor. The second part of this problem is that we have cracked the mystery of flavor. We can produce the flavors in factories that we're losing from food, and we do produce them in the millions and millions of pounds, and we add them to all sorts of things, potato chips, soft drinks, frozen pizzas, fast food. What we need to do is understand that eating is a behavior. We're programmed to eat. We are programmed to crave delicious foods, and we have changed deliciousness. We have bleached deliciousness out of whole, real foods that grow in the ground and walk off farms, and we put it into processed foods, and that is why so many people are making poor food choices.
Well, under the circumstances, this is like right up my alley, the alley of the program. This program is aimed at helping the issues that the small family farmer faces, the small ag business faces, the hobby farmer, and the locavore who wants to have the best supply of food that he or she can find, and wants to go find it, wants to see it, either the cow being milked or the produce being grown. And so when you approach this, and I'm interested because you're a Canadian, so I'm wondering if the same problems exist there as do here in America.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the reason there is this locavore movement is because a lot of people have woken up and said, hey, you know, there's something wrong with food and I want to get better stuff. So in that regard, it's very encouraging. But I think the other thing to keep in mind is one of the reasons the family farms find themselves in such a difficult position is because our agricultural system has been totally commoditized. We sell everything, you know, by the pound or by the gallon, and quality has nothing to do with it. It's all about quantity. And when you're getting paid by the gallon or by the pound, there's no incentive for you to produce something good. There's only an incentive for you to produce a lot of it.
Yep.
And that's what we've done. Food is more abundant and cheaper than it's ever been, but we've paid a major price in quality.
Well, and therefore we pay a major price in our health. It's very interesting when you look at the epidemics of obesity and heart disease and diabetes and all of that stuff. It really brings us around to understanding, or I guess not understanding, the message. I think this past week I saw something that 13% of the public is actually eating enough vegetables and fruits. How do you explain that, given the fact there's so much information, so much attention to diet, to good food, to taking care of yourself, to living longer? I don't understand how people so miss the mark here, Mark.
I think, you know, it's helpful to think of it the way we think about smoking. We all know that smoking is bad for us, that it's deadly, and yet so many people continue to smoke. And it's not because they're stupid, and it's not because they don't know it. It's because they are programmed by impulses. And the same thing is true with food. So how can we expect, you know, a nation of more than 300 million people to eat their fruits and vegetables if those fruits and vegetables taste like tap water? How can we expect them to make those decisions when there are foods that literally lie to their brains in the, you know, flavored crackers and potato chips and soda? We think that we're rational. We think that we're completely in control of our decisions. But when it comes to things like this, we're not always in control. Some of the most interesting information I researched in this book was the neuroscience of food addiction. And what it found is that food addicts don't actually like food more than a healthy eater. They don't get as much, they don't get any more pleasure from it. Their problem is they're seized by uncontrollable cravings.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem is we've created so much food that kind of reprograms our palate and gets us to make food decisions that we know are bad for us. And there's an awful lot of people who are in a terrible relationship with food. They know it's bad, they try to resist it, but they get afflicted by these cravings, they binge, and then they melt into a puddle of self-loathing. It's an awful situation, and it's not healthy mentally, and it's certainly not healthy physically.
Mark is trying to reestablish taste and nutritional value in our fruits and vegetables. I am thinking as I listen to you, when I go into the store, I have a dairy farm, and I've been selling raw milk and cheeses and ice cream and that sort of thing, food produced on the farm or for the farm, for a number of years. And what we have are people coming into the store and say, wow, this milk tastes so good. Even if they didn't grow up on raw milk like I did and they didn't know what the taste was, they can compare it to the stuff they buy in the store, which is basically white water. And there's no comparison to, and so they'll pay $11 a gallon for real milk versus, what, $5 or $6 a gallon for the milk that's really water. And so you expand that across the horizon of food, the fruits that are grown here and there. I have become in awe of this Driscoll brand. Every place you go, the strawberries, the raspberries, the blackberries, Driscoll, Driscoll, Driscoll. everywhere. And they have some organic and they have some regular. And I just wonder how quickly they came into the arena here so that they're national and everybody knows who they are. You wonder if they aren't part of, when you look at that and then you see other big commoditized brands for other things, is the fruit that we're getting from them, as you've described, just we're eating it because there's nothing else handy by, or are we eating it because they advertise well? Is it really, is there a difference between that produce and the stuff you can get locally, or the organic process? You understand what I'm saying? There are all these questions. We see, okay, fresh fruit, let's get it. We don't really pay attention where it comes from, maybe even how it's grown, or what the nutritional value. It's red, so therefore it's got to be good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, and it's a really complex thing. You know, people often say, well, whose fault is this? On some level, it's the supermarket's fault, because the supermarket has bullied suppliers into, you know, producing everything at the cheapest possible cost. You know, farmers, I don't want to say they've been complicit, but they've held up their end of that and produced the cheapest things. But we have to also look at the consumer and say we have to stop expecting food to be the absolute cheapest, lowest price possible. That's not how we behave in so many other sectors of the economy. People know that if you spend a little bit more on a car or pickup truck or whatever, you're going to get a better one.
Yep.
We know that the cheapest possible clothes don't always look that good. A lot of people spend more money than they ought to on a smartphone. Why is it when we buy food, the stuff we're putting in our body, arguably the most important decision you make on a day-to-day basis, why do we insist that it has to be 99 cents per pound? This is a lot of this falls on the consumer's shoulder.
Well, it's education, Mark. We have been in our, I don't know how it's gone in Canada, but in our country, we have suffered under the hands of a big federal bureaucracy. The education department is a dismal failure. We aren't teaching children about their bodies or about the healthy way to develop a strong body. We used to have health ed courses when I was in school, and I'm not saying welcome back to the good old days, but hello, it was practical. I learned how my body worked. I knew how the nutritional process works, and so now, without these programs, children are being raised up to adulthood to believe that, Chocios or whatever they are, which is basically sugar, sends you into the crazy zone, because all that sugar in children's bodies sends them beyond the beyond. And the same is true for many other things that we are exposed to that are just plain bad. But we don't have the education to counter the advertising, which is education in a manner of speaking. So whatever is heard the most is what's going to prevail.
Yes, and it just, it's an ongoing cycle. It gets worse and worse. I mean, we have a generation of kids now that have grown up eating food like this. They don't know any different.
Mm-hmm.
They've never tasted milk like your milk, so many people.
Yeah.
So, you know, part of the solution is to get flavor back into food. I think things like farmers markets, locavore movement, those things are all steps in the right direction, but it just needs to be taken further.
Right. Volume we're talking. All right, hold on a second. We'll pause. We're having a conversation with Mark Schatzker, who's written The Dorito Effect. Let's get Mark to explain, although he's done it in a roundabout way, the specific reference to Doritos and their flavors as we continue here on The American Family Farmer.
This report is brought to you by SunPower. From marzipan to blueberry almond cobbler, almonds are a staple ingredient during the holidays, so it's good to know that farmers and growers are turning toward the sun to provide more than just nourishment for their crops. John Wynn is with Golden Empire Shelling in Button Willow, California.
I think every farmer is an environmentalist, and I think it's just part of our makeup. We look at what's good for our community and our world, and I think we try to do the best we can for all. And solar fell right into that line of thinking. We felt that the sun is available to us, so let's not waste that.
In some U.S. counties, about 2 out of 5 farms produce renewable energy.
The decision to put SunPower solar in was because of the tracker system and lower degradation of the panels themselves, and we're looking at 30-plus years of value that we've put into this plant.
For more, visit sunpower.com.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of 7 scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen.
They're discovering the precise combination of 7 key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
This report is brought to you by SunPower. From marzipan to blueberry almond cobbler, almonds are a staple ingredient during the holidays. So it's good to know that farmers and growers are turning toward the sun to provide more than just nourishment for their crops. John Wynn is with Golden Empire Shelling in Button Willow, California.
I think every farmer is an environmentalist, and I think it's just part of our makeup. We look at what's good for our community and our world, and I think we try to do the best we can for all. And solar fell right into that line of thinking. We felt that the sun is available to us, so let's not waste that.
In some U.S. counties, about 2 out of 5 farms produce renewable energy.
The decision to put SunPower solar in was because of the tracker system and lower degradation of the panels themselves, and we're looking at 30-plus years of value that we've put into this plant.
For more, visit sunpower.com.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-866-984-6994 or go to cleanwater123.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-866-984-6994. 1-866-984-6994. Or go to cleanwater123.com. That's cleanwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
I'm Doug Steffen, American Family Farmer, on the air again this weekend. With me in this part of the program is Mark Schatzker, who is a writer, wrote a book about our food supply, and it's called The Dorito Effect. The reference is to flavor, I'm guessing.
Yes. Let me tell you the story of the Doritos, because nobody knows this, and it tells us so much about what happened to food. The very first Dorito was just a salted tortilla chip, like the kind that you buy to dip in salsa or guacamole, and that's what people did with it back then. There was a little diagram in the package that, you know, showed you could put it in a bean dip or something. It really didn't sell all that well. It was not much of a success. Almost got canned, and then the guy who invented Doritos had this brilliant insight. He said, let's make them taste like taco. And that's what they did. They added MSG, and they added flavorings and yeast extract to make these corn tortilla chips have these savory, thrilling notes of a taco. And they achieved that just with chemicals. There was no, you know, braised pork or chopped onion or cilantro or anything like that in there. It was just chemicals, because flavor technology at this point was just starting to come into its own. And Doritos very suddenly went from being something people didn't buy a whole lot of to something that people could not get enough of. The next flavor after taco was nacho cheese, and the rest is history. And the thing we need to understand here is that it's the flavoring chemicals that made these so craveable, so difficult to resist. And that is the story of our food. We're putting these flavorings, they're called natural or artificial flavorings, and there's no difference between the two. There's nothing natural about natural flavorings. We're putting these in everything. It's not just potato chips and soda. We're putting them in yogurt. We're putting them in soy milk. We're putting them in pasta sauce and in frozen pizzas. It's all over fast food. These are the chemicals that incite us to eat. These are the chemicals that make food seem delicious. And there's more of it ever in processed food, and we're losing it in whole foods. So, you know, no wonder people are eating the processed food and not eating the whole food.
Well, the whole food is subject to the regimen of more and big agriculture. What you see is the land doesn't get respect. It's over-fertilized, and there's too much Roundup, and there are too many chemicals that are in the land, so the dirt is dead. You can get things to grow in it by fertilizing it, but that doesn't mean you're reinforcing or re-enhancing the quality of the dirt itself. You can always get things to grow with a little extra shot of fertilizer, even some manure, but it doesn't reestablish the land or keep the land in its pure state. And so the things that we're growing are chemically based, not based of the earth. And that's the point I think that you're trying to make here.
Absolutely. We create tomatoes and strawberries that look, I mean, a modern tomato looks like a tomato. It just doesn't taste like a tomato. And nutritionally, it doesn't have what a tomato has.
It tastes like you're eating, you might as well be eating the morning newspaper. That's what it is there's nothing to it unless you're getting it on a small farm that's locally based. You can go see what's going on there. That's really the key. Watching, seeing, being in touch, educating yourself and your family, because the government's not going to do it. The government's going to be in a collusion with all these guys that want to grow newspaper. Hold on just a second. We'll continue. Mark Schatzker, the Dorito effect, our food, and what you can do to fix the food supply problems we have in our country.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
And now this comment. The end of the year brings us opportunity. Whether we're farmers, whether we're running other kinds of businesses, one of the great things about the tax policy, as much as we don't like to pay taxes, is that you can do things at the end of the year. And I don't want to use the word manipulation, but there are a lot of opportunities. How's that? That's much better, right? Much more positive. A lot of opportunities for tax planning. They're wondering, a lot of farmers that I know supported Donald Trump, and they're looking forward to changes so that farmers who have fared poorly under the current administration, especially when it came to taxes, the death tax, the mania that seems to be placed on people, whether it's farmers, and they're most of the time cash poor and land rich, and the only thing they have to pass on in terms of succession is the land. And it's desirable, hello, duh, for the land that farmers are using now to be passed on to other farmers, hopefully in their family. But it's time that we begin, and I think this is applicable. I'm talking to the choir here, I know, because this is the show all about family farming and family farms. But, you know, hopefully there are other people who are listening and understand what we mean when we talk about succession planning. It is probably more important on the farm than it is anywhere else. And tax reform, so that people, I think it's now there's a $5 million exemption. A lot of times farmers don't have any money. They just have the land. And at the end, if there's a big tax bill, they have to, their children, other members of the family have to sell the farmland, and it becomes developable land, and it doesn't stay in agriculture, which is a real problem for our country. We need as much land as possible. So I'm figuring there are going to be significant changes to federal tax policy under President Trump, and it will be to the benefit of those. I've looked at a lot of these farm bloggers who contribute information that I use on this program, and I use in my farm. I just think that most of the producers that I've talked to who are concerned about succession plans, who gets the farm after I'm gone? The people who want to avoid major changes in their status need to keep things as they are, because you'll be able, I think, this is me and my own prognostication, but I think that Trump will change things. The IRS back in August came out with some new proposed regulations that would kind of crimp the amount of valuation discounts that farmers could use when they pass on their assets to the next generation. And that was Obama's back to let's tax the rich and grab, if they don't have cash, we'll grab their land, that sort of thing. However, I think that Donald Trump being voted in, the Republicans still in control of the House and the Senate, the IRS will not be able to put into place these regulations. And even if they are, they can be turned back again. There is a move to eliminate the estate tax altogether. Whether that's permanent or not remains to be seen. Could be for 10 years, could be for 20 years, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. In the Senate, doesn't have 60 votes at the moment. It needs 60 votes that are Republican. There are enough Democrats to probably go along with it if it's limited. A lot of discussion about whether to eliminate the estate tax for the next 10 years, increase lifetime exemptions, or the amount that people can give away every year that's not subject to a gift tax. To pay for that, there's a lot of discussion that farmers would not be able to use step-up basis when they pass away if their estate is over a certain amount. How to discourage people from keeping land in agriculture. These guys seem to be masters at it. They just don't get it. So think about this. Maybe if you haven't been a good communicator to your House or your congressman or your senator, you would be well served to be in touch through maybe even your CPA if you got one, or whoever's in charge of your books, or you yourself, because it'll mean more if it comes from you. If you can put that rate from a top of 40%, which is where it is now, down to 15 or 20%, and let's say that starts next year. In that situation, I don't think you'd be reporting a large amount. There's not a large farm. This has been a tough year for farmers, so not a lot of income anyway. With farmers, this is a time for you to think about what you want to do with what you've made this year, how much you can defer, and planning ahead for succession. I would think that if you talk to your CPA about anything, those would be the things to talk about. Hope this conversation was helpful. That's the way I see it. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.